Whatever it is that made you to come before the Lord's presence today, you will go with it in the name of Jesus. Whatever is your heart desire that made you to abandon everything to come and sit down here this morning, you will not go back empty-handed in the name of Jesus. You believe you will go here, go from here with testimony. You believe that, give a big amen again. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's do a Bible study now. Let's use it. Open your Bibles, because we need to establish everything we say from the scriptural point of view. There's a scripture that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6 says so. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I want to explain something. What I'm telling you now is deep. Very, very deep. Therefore, you need to pay attention. Not the way that brother, they talk one thing, hear another thing. Those two brothers that came out. We don't mention key, but you had the key. Key to prosperity. Now you're wrong. The rest will sit down. They don't want prosperity. Praise God. Listen carefully, because I'm talking to Christians. Amen. I'm talking to Christians. Christians who are on their way to heaven. People on earth here that have heard the gospel, they believed it. The Lord confirmed it by giving them the seal of the Holy Ghost. That's what we call being born again. And we are in expectation to go to heaven. We are in expectation to go to heaven. That's all we do. That's all we are waiting for. That's all our earnest expectation. Is that we believe Christ will come, and that Christ is coming to take a group of people away from this earth in the rapture, and after that, he's going to judge this world. And it's a serious business. It's a serious business. Very serious business. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is in three stages. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is in three stages. The rapture is in three stages. The rapture is in three stages. All this calendar they sell at Osho the market, where they draw rapture. Hey, the day of rapture, see how it will look like. Aeroplane, molue, jam molue, Okada, jam bus, confusion, galore, helter skelter. No! That is the day of judgment, not the day of rapture. They are mixing it. It's on the day of judgment, the Bible records, it is called the day of the Lord. The Bible calls it the day of the Lord. That is when they say, you will run to the mountain will say, I beg, give me chance. You enter the sea will vomit you out. Everybody is running helter-skelter. There is confusion, the day of the Lord. But concerning the rapture has stages. The coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is in stages. And if you don't know it, you can very easily be misled. There are a lot of people that are just blindly, in fact, all they know that pertains to Christianity is live a good life. Every service day, you know, carry your Bible, go to church. Make sure you are a church worker. Or if you are anointed, make sure you see vision for people and pray for people. And all that they know as far as the gospel is concerned is only John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, therefore they preach love and they preach the coming judgment. But what happens in the time of the demonstration of the love of God? Very few people know what is going on. It's important. We saw it in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. That is the order of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's in that verse. He said, the Lord himself will descend first with a shout, secondly with the voice of the archangel, then thirdly with the trump of God. Then he said, the dead in Christ, those in the grave, will rise first. Then we, which are alive, will be changed in a moment. And then all of us together will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Concerning the rapture, Jesus Christ will not come and touch the earth. He will just appear and collect us and go. When he will be coming to touch the earth here, it's for millennial and it is for the judgment of nation, as we see in Matthew 25. But that is not even where I am going. The emphasis there is in that shout. That is the first stage. And I'm telling you, church, that we have reached that stage. We are now in the shout. And that's why in this church you have heard me say several times, the rapture has started. If you don't partake of the first stage, you can't move to the second stage. The first stage is the shout. It means there's something you are supposed to hear. And what you are supposed to hear is not John 3:16. Amen. It's not John 3:16, for God so loved the world. That's not what you are supposed to hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If there's any pastor here, please note it very well, because it will help you in your ministry, what I'm telling you now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, there is a scripture in the Bible, Malachi chapter 4. Let's open it now. That's the last prophecy book in the Old Testament. And it's also the last prophet, at least recorded before John appeared on the scene. Malachi chapter 4, now verses 5 and 6. Let me tell you, church.
Behold.
Yes.
I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
God bless you. Watch something in that scripture. It says, it's a prophecy. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. The Lord is saying to his children. He said, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. There are two periods there. The great day of the Lord and the dreadful day of the Lord. There is the great day of the Lord and there is the dreadful day of the Lord. The great day of the Lord was that day we used to sing, oh, that day, I remember that day. I will never forget that day when Jesus washed my sins away. When Jesus washed my sins away. That day, when the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary, and as before he gave up the ghost, he shouted, it is finished. The day that the matter that separated man from God was settled. That is the great day. The dreadful day of the Lord is the day of judgment. When those who rejected that provision for God's redemption, when those who refuse to come into the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he will come to face all the people that are making caricature of Christ now, that day is a dreadful day of the Lord. And the prophet says, somewhere in Isaiah also, he said, woe to him that desire the day of the Lord. It's a terrible day. I have preached that message. You can go to our tape stand. The tapes are there, titled, The Day of the Lord. It's not something according to the scripture, the description in the scripture, how it will be. It's not something any right-thinking person should desire to be part of. But I also know why it is called the day, the great day of the Lord also. It's Apostle Paul, knowing what is awaiting those that love the appearing of Christ. He said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard. He said, mouth cannot describe what is awaiting those, hallelujah, that love the glorious appearing of the Lord. I'm telling you, forget all the suffering we are suffering here. If you are taking a decision to be a Christian, you have taken the right decision. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you have taken a decision to be with the Lord, I come from a Muslim family. I understand what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm from the north. For those who don't know me, you think I'm an Igbo man because these people are always singing Igbo songs. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. Where I come from, whatever we believe, we follow it kakaraka and we are ready to die for it. And now that my eye open to see the true way, I'm doing everything to make sure I don't miss it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now watch it. These 2 days before the great day and the dreadful day of the Lord, he said, before that day, I will send Elijah the prophet. Then you understand John chapter 1. Let's open it. Let's see some scriptures now. Some people will understand what we stand for in this church. Now, in John chapter number 1, verse 19, I'm reading. I told you it's a Bible study. It's a Bible study. Today is Tuesday Shiloh, and most of you here are not our church members. Our members, they are all aware of what I'm saying now. Verse 19. And this is the record of John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Now, it means there are 3 people, the Jews, according to their scriptures, they were expecting. The first one is they were expecting the Messiah. So when John appeared in his ministry, in an unusual ministry he had, that's why they asked, are you the Christ? He said, I am not the Christ. Praise God. They asked him again, are you Elijah? Elijah says, Elijah. Why? Because they know Malachi chapter 4 said, Elijah will come. Are you that prophet? Which prophet? Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 18. Moses told them that the Lord your God will raise up a prophet like unto me. They believe, according to the prophet of prophet Moses, that a prophet will come. And you know the prophet that Moses was referring to was the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Verse 22. The Bible in verse 21 says he answered no. Then said they unto him, who art thou that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He went to Isaiah chapter 40. He quoted it. Verse 23. He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah had prophesied a ministry that was coming up that will prepare a way for the Lord. So you understand? Behold, I send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And that scripture in verse 6, he said, and that Elijah will do what? He will also do two things. He will prepare, hallelujah, he will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, that is one part, and the heart of the children to the father. I'm quoting Malachi chapter 4, where we just read now. Amen. So it means John the Baptist knew his commission. And every ministry must have a Bible base. Every ministry, anything claim you claim, there must be a Bible base for that ministry. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to identify. You know, there's a scripture in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20. That scripture says, we are built upon the foundation of the apostle, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And as so many people don't seem to understand the weight of that statement, he said, we are built upon the foundation of the apostle. And Apostle Paul said that there can be no other foundation that any man can lay. In chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, in chapter 9 or so, of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, I think from verse 9, where he said we should take heed how we build upon that foundation. Apostle Paul, be careful, because he warned us we shall give account of ourselves. Now, it means it's giving us the certainty, the foundation of our faith is what the apostles have received and given to us. Therefore, whatever we preach, we judge the authenticity by the doctrines, the teachings of the apostles. If it's contrary to the Bible, it's contrary to the teachings of the apostles, it cannot come from God. It's another foundation you are laying. And that's why Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, 7, and 8 or so, he said, if any man preaches any other gospel other than what we have preached, let that man be accursed. But Ephesians 2:20, Apostle Paul said, Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone, letting us to know, in a building, hallelujah, there is the length for a room, where you are creating a room. A building is not just a straight wall that are bent to create the room, create the parlor, create the kitchen. You have to bend. But who determines when you are to bend? In the building of the church of Jesus Christ, it's Jesus himself. So he alone can tell you it is now time to move to the second church age. Now it is time to move to the third church age. Now it is time to move to the fourth church age. Now it is time to move. Now it is necessary that you watch him. It's necessary that you watch him in the building of the church of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm saying what I'm saying today is a little deep, but I know there's somebody here that will catch it. Hallelujah. Not just catching it to have your head full of knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. When you are convinced about anything, you get concerned about that thing. The evidence that you are convinced that what is spoken is the truth is that you will be concerned for your soul. That's all the essence. I'm not trying to tell you that I know Bible. No. I'm hoping that somebody will get to know something and take a decision. Because the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And I said, the greatest bondage that we have on earth today is the bondage of religion. The bondage of religion. It's religion. So many people, all that is disturbing us is spirit of religion. And when you see them, it's very easy to know. All they talk about when they give their life to Christ, supposedly, they don't talk about the Christ they have given their life to. They keep talking about the church they have joined. That's the spirit of religion. That's religion. No church died for you. No Jew died for you. Then why are you dying for a Jew? They speak against your church. You are ready to box them at bus stop. And you think that you are doing God a service by being like that. No. It's religion. You will hear them say, well, in our church, this is how we do it. Anytime you hear somebody say, in our church, this is how we do it. It's the spirit of religion. Nothing more. Nothing more. All of us in our family, we are Anglican. All of us, me, come to Bride Assembly. All of us, for our family, all of us, Anglican. Me, I just the corner, because I tell Lagos, I just come see you now. If I go back to my village, my mama, papa church, I go. Now, that person, if he was born a Muslim, he will die a Muslim. In fact, if he was born Guru Maharaj, he will die Guru Maharaj. It's true. That is the spirit of religion. They know nothing beyond that. No, I'm trying to show you something, a deep secret that pertains to salvation. Something that has been sent to the church of Jesus Christ from above. The chief cornerstone has turned another corner, and people are still busy with their whatever thing they know in the church. Christianity has passed the level of just carrying Bible and going to church. The stage that Christianity is now is the expectation of the rapture. And Apostle Peter said, be diligent to make your calling and election sure. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. There is the parable in Matthew 25 of the foolish and the wise virgin. What is the difference, hallelujah, between the foolish and the wise? According to that scripture, all of them have lamp. All of them, all the two virgins, sets of virgins, they have lamb, which is the word of God. The psalmist says, thy word is a lamb unto my feet. So that lamb is the word of God, the Bible. Everybody has Bible. But one in that lamb, for a lamb to shine brightly, there must be oil. The oil there is the Holy Ghost that giveth revelation. And one group had the lamb, but there was no oil, no revelation. No enough oil until the oil burnt out. But there was another group, the wise ones, they made sure that their lamp was filled with enough oil. Revelation. The difference between the foolish and the wise is there are Christians that are just going to church. Mumu mumu follow us. Geo talk, therefore Geo nine talk. If it's not mumu followership, don't you ask question? Can't you ask question? Can't you ask question? Okay, for instance, you gave your life to Christ to church. Every 25th December, they are celebrating Christmas as the birthday of Jesus Christ. Won't you ask? Is it true? Was Jesus Christ born on the 25th of December? Was he born on that day? He was not born on the 25th of December. But the whole Christian faith today, they are worshiping on that day. When I say all, I mean the denominational Christianity. They are all, everybody, 25th. In fact, right now, you are saving money for 25th December. Amen. But Jesus Christ had his own birthday. Why are they not celebrating on his own birthday? Why are they celebrating another date? Something is wrong. But you say, well, since Geo, all the archbishops, and since the mighty reverend doctors, they cannot be wrong. That's, you are foolish. I just use that as an example. Praise the Lord. There are things that are happening in Christianity today that when you read this Bible, you don't see it. Would you ask question? Okay, what is this that a church, we have a headquarters somewhere and have branches everywhere, and then post pastors and give them salary and give them this. Is there such a pattern in the Bible? No, I'm just using that. It's because you don't ask question. They say, God has called you. God called you. You heard his voice. The angel visited you in your room. He anointed you. He said, my son, go. I have equipped you and bring souls into the kingdom. You take off. You go to your pastor. Pastor, God called me. Then he's asking you, which Bible school did you go? No. Okay, if God has called you, then make sure you go to Bible school before your ministry starts. Can't you ask, which Bible school did Peter go? All the apostles of Jesus, which Bible school did they go? Then you carry your, you're looking for sponsor, you're looking for academic gown, you're looking for school fees, you're looking for, you're applying, you're writing an exam, you're going for interview. Wait till God call me, so I want to answer his call, so I'm going to Bible school. You are foolish. When God calls you, he anoints you. He gives you the anointing. He equips you with the anointing to do the thing he has called you to do. He does not send you to any Bible school. Anyway, I'm only talking about mumu followership. There will be no mumu after today here in Jesus' name. I said there will be no mumu today. Sorry, I'm not being insulting. I'm only telling you a fact. It's a fact. I want to say it in a way that will wake you up. That's why I'm using those terminology. It's mumu. They cannot fool you outside in your office, in your business, in your market. But when they come to church, you'll be fooled. You are mumu. May you turn wise today in the name of Jesus. Daniel chapter 12, it said the wicked will do more wickedly. He said, but the wise will understand. The wise will understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. That's where I'm hammering on. 2, John the Baptist. Now, is saying here that the scripture that he fulfilled, listen, that the scripture that he fulfilled is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 3. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And he prophesied. John the Baptist ministry was to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. Am I correct? Amen. Hallelujah. That scripture says, every valley shall be made low. And that scripture, the way it is, as if they'll be constructing roads in Jerusalem. It was spiritual highway. All the places, people that you thought there are something in Jerusalem, through the ministry of John the Baptist, is going to bring them down. You know nothing. And prepare the people ready to receive the Lord. And one day he saw the Lord Jesus Christ passing by. In John chapter 1 and verse 29, and he says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. In another scripture, hallelujah, he said, one that's coming is mightier than him. He said, whose shoe latcheth? He, John, is not even worthy to loose. He said, and the fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge the floor. He added, he said, that one that is coming, that is mightier than me, he said, he will increase, and I will decrease. That was his ministry, to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And suddenly, he was baptizing one day, in Matthew chapter 3, and that Jesus Christ came. Hallelujah. Well, that is the ministry of John the Baptist. You already know, so I don't waste time there. But in Matthew chapter 11, let's see it. Matthew chapter 11.